Dubai Eye
103.8. Tatiana is, of course, the founder and the managing director of Goonbook. Lovely to have you here. Great to see you again. Tell us about this event. I mean, how important is this event to somebody like you, somebody who does so much for sustainability, for pushing the eco agenda here at the moment? Is it important?
It's not important, more than that. I would say fundamental. It's been so many years that this event has been running, and to see the quality of it growing and increasing, the companies, the diversity, and what they're able to offer and showcase, and all relevant to this region, because we have to think that there are solutions around the world to be sustainable, but to have them really adapted to this part of the world with a different kind of climate and a different environment, the fact that just a few minutes ago we were mentioning making water from air. This is revolutionary for a country that doesn't have water, and suddenly we can make it out of the air. So I think it's very relevant, it's very important for everyone to come and see, for schools to come and visit and understand what technology and innovation is able to offer, for businesses to see how they can apply these to their day-to-day, you know, operation, but also for people who want to innovate even more and do partnerships, because at the end of the day, if you want to, you know, have a sustainable development, the goal number 17 is partnerships. We need to work together. This is not something we can do on our own. So come here, meet with companies, find out about technologies, and let's do this.
What's been the main focus for your activity down here of the last few days? Have Goonbook been involved?
So we're here to actually meet with all the companies and partners we have, to see how they're doing, if we can help and support them. We are very happy to see a lot of focus on waste. And I think the main word that is used these days is waste. Wastewater, general waste, e-waste, how to transform waste into energy. I think we all want to get rid of waste and find it as a resource and use it and finally think not anymore linear but more circular. And this is the new challenge that we have worldwide. It's really not having waste anymore. How can we transform waste and into something new, something that we can use forever?
So, Tristan, you say that leads us nicely onto our next guest. And I'd love to get your thoughts on this one, because so many initiatives out there that see, you know, that old phrase, one man's treasure is another man's trash, etc., or vice versa, whichever way you go around that way. And a lot of consumerism here in the region. And thankfully, a group of UAE residents are now taking old outfits and transforming them into clothes that are being donated to children across Asia and Africa. The group's called Rags to Riches. And one of its founders, or co-founders, I should say, based in Abu Dhabi, originally from South Africa, is Fahmida Setsu, who joins us here live now from Rags to Riches. Fatima, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Tom. I just want to correct you.
Do it.
For a second. We don't take secondhand clothing or pre-used clothing. We use bed linens, curtains, towels, shower curtains. We use all of that kind of waste. We just simply don't have the facilities or the capabilities of transforming secondhand clothing at this point, maybe later. But because we're all just residents and in the community, we're working out of our homes, so we don't have the facilities to store clothing. So just bed linen.
So when people are coming and they're getting in touch with you as well, is that one of the things, the messages that you're getting across to them? It's the linen, it's the material that you're looking for, is it?
Exactly. So the UAE is transient. People are coming and going all the time. And so likewise, they're getting rid of the linens and the curtains as they leave the country. And we take that off of their hands and then we transform that into new clothing, as you were saying earlier. So where it would have ended up in landfill or waste, we're transforming that into new clothing for children around the world. These children, most times, they've never ever had anything new. So that's the difference we're making. Instead of giving them secondhand clothing, we're making something new for them, and they see it as such. Even though it's been made from pre-used linens and towels or curtains, they don't see it as such. They see it as a new outfit.
And are you dependent on donations from individuals? Because obviously we live in a part of the world where hotels are very prominent, and they're always turning over linen and towels all the time. Are those the sort of organizations that must be a godsend to you if they would make a large donation?
Yes, we do get lots of gifts. We don't accept donations as such because we're not a charity organization. We're just a hobby group. So we get gifts from the general public, the linens, and also the hotel industry, lots of towels. The towels in particular we use for a project that is very close to our heart. It's called Angel Wings. And what they are reusable sanitary towels for young girls and ladies across the world who don't have access to sanitary towels. So it's twofold. One is we're keeping the waste and, yep. and you know, reusing it and or repurposing it. The other is that they cannot afford these products. So we're just using our time and our skill to make this for them. We're not we don't sell it to anybody. We're just giving it out of the goodness of our heart. So we're basically relying on the kindness of the UAE community.
We've got more on how people can be part of that kindness in just a few moments' time. Tatiana, I want to get your thoughts on here, because this is a theme that you and I have talked about in the past. The idea that, you know, we're very quick to throw stuff away here without thinking about the value it could have for others, not just here, but in other parts of the world. I'm assuming that concepts like this, groups like this, get your full backing.
Of course, this is godsend, and it's again, it comes from the community, but I can see a huge potential in, you know, backing up these initiatives and make them grow, because there's a huge need. And this is also tapping into awareness in the community, talking to households and women and telling them, don't throw things. Yeah. They can be used again. So it's not only using this waste, it's creating awareness, education. You should go into schools, I'm sure you do already. And this, again, what we speak all the time about is about consumerism, right? So yes, we want to buy new things, but we should understand that sometimes we need to spend a bit more getting to quality things, use them for longer. And then if you really need to get rid of them, because it's a quality product, then they can be reused in a better way. Because if we give very, you know, in bad condition fabric to these groups, then what can they do really with it? So let's focus on less and better quality.
From the Abu Dhabi National Exhibition Centre,
this is The Agenda.
Live at Abu Dhabi Sustainability Week, accelerating sustainable development.
On Dubai Eye 103.8.
Welcome back to our live broadcast. It's a Wednesday afternoon. This is The Agenda, live from Abu Dhabi Sustainability Week. Two very special guests with us from our broadcast position. We're going to be talking more to Famida from Rags to Riches in a few moments. But Tatiana from Goonbook is also with us here, waiting with bated breath for what Natalie Lindo brings us. And provides us a little later in proceedings. But you've been picking up on a number of new initiatives that have been announced down here. We're talking, obviously, Rags to Riches. We're talking about conserving the commodities that we have at the moment. Water's been a big focus this week.
Yes, water is very important. And just half an hour ago, we were talking with Abu Dhabi Distribution Company, ADDC, who made a big announcement, and I think it's very important. They've launched the phase one of their recycled water. So we're talking about 4.4 million gallons of water that have been recycled and back into Saadiyat Island. We live in a country where water is really, really important and precious, and we have, you know, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan saying that water is the new oil. We need to face this, and the fact that there is a huge attention from authorities and government into, you know, getting rainwater and having reservoirs, and now not only saving water through efficiency but also recycling water and back into the grid, this is fundamental, very, very important. And we need to applaud these initiatives in the sense that we hope to have this everywhere in the UAE. Because, I mean, we're now, 9.5 million people. They're planning for, I think, 13 million by 2050. What are we going to do with all these people using so much water? Yeah. So yeah, important to talk about this.
Important topic, important initiative as well. Much like rags to riches in many ways. And we've got Famida Sitz here, one of the co-founders of Rags to Riches, a group of residents here in the region who take old material and transform them into clothes that are being donated to children in other parts of the world. So let's ask Famida about the process. You're looking for bed linen, you're looking for towels, you're looking for material that people are getting rid of. Is there any sort of limits as to what you accept?
Yes, we ask that we use mainly cotton because it's most sustainable. It's easiest to work with for us as well as sewists. We prefer it to be colorful as well because it's for children's clothing. So we want to give them that happiness aspect of it. Also, the flip side of that is not all of them have access to running water to keep it clean. So if it's very light or white, it's a little bit difficult for them. We just need it to be clean, laundered if possible, because we wouldn't want to pass something that is, you know, something that we wouldn't use ourselves. Yeah. So we need to keep it on that level.
So if I'm getting rid of my bath towels at the end of the year, maybe some new ones have come in for Christmas or whatever, what do I do with them? How do I get in touch with you guys? Where do I send it?
Okay, so part of how people are always asking us how they can help, what they can do to help. So one of the things, we have volunteers around the country that act as drop-off locations. So if you, like just mentioned now, you want to drop off, you call us up or you message us, you can get a hold of us on social media and we'll give you a list of drop-off locations where you can just happily go and drop it off to them and they will get it to us. We call it the Hive. It's my colleague, Carrie, and she's based in Dubai. She, at her home, she stores all of these bed linens and towels. And whenever we need anything, we just pop over to her, almost like a store from her shelves and pick what we need, take it home, sew it up, and then bring it back to her to be distributed.
And in this Hive, is that where all the sewers come together? Do you do it as a community or is it very solitary?
We have members of the community that work as well. So we try to see that everyone has some way that suits them. So a lot of people do it at home and they prefer to sew at home. Others want to be sewing in a community. So we have Hive days, we call them Hive days, where it is like a hive. It just comes alive. Everybody gets together. It's very social, lots of chatting, talking whilst we sew, whilst we knit. And at the end of it, we just do a count and we would have sewed up loads of little dresses or angel wings or whatever it is for that day. We also help anyone who's new that doesn't know how to sew, because that's the other thing, you don't have to know. Lots of people come to us and say, we've never sewn anything in our lives, what can we do? So we help those people who want to learn to sew or knit or whatever the craft is that they're interested. Or you can help us package things or pack the shelves, or there's always something to do because the Hive's always busy and buzzing. So.
And what children are you benefiting from this? Where do you send the pieces?
We send it all over the world, really, wherever there's a need, but we've seen the requests come mainly from Africa and Asia. And how we get these requests in are usually just from the general public, you know. So we'll get a member from the community saying, I am from India and I'm traveling home this week. Do you have any clothes that I can take along with me? Sometimes it's to a specific orphanage. Other times it's just an impoverished community that they're taking it to. Sometimes we get requests directly from an orphanage in another country. It just depends, and we just handle it reactively rather. As we receive the request, we try and fulfill it as best as we can.
From the Abu Dhabi National Exhibition Centre.
This is The Agenda.
Live at Abu Dhabi Sustainability Week. Accelerating sustainable development.
On Dubai Eye 103.8.
So we've been in discussion with a group of enthusiastic, passionate, talented ladies who are putting their sewing, knitting, crochet, quilting and crafting hobbies to a good use. Tatiana from Goombook has been listening on to the story of Rags to Riches. And it really sort of does sum up one of the big themes down here, isn't it? Organisations, individuals and organisations coming together to make a difference through a passion of theirs that could help others.
Definitely. I mean, we're talking about, you know, collective efforts.
Yeah.
And this is great, and I can see this growing in the UAE. Years ago, it was all about, you know, companies on one side, individuals on the other, government not being involved. And suddenly, it's completely the opposite. You have actually the government coming forward, asking citizens, you know, what can we do? Communities being able to do more and partner. And it's so much easier right now. And so actually, if anyone has an idea, they're more than welcome to, you know, either send you a message right now, share that idea. I'm sure people would pick it up and come together. Definitely the do good movement.
Do good, I like that.
It's here, and it's here to stay.
Now I've got a question for Famida. You've got 178 members, and when and where do you meet? You said that you have regular social meetings, sewing meetings, and of course they're all handmade, which makes them even more special. No money involved at all, but if anyone wants to join the club, how and why?
Okay, so we have regular meetups in Abu Dhabi. We have every first Sunday of the month, we have an Angel Wings meetup, and that's specific to make the Angel Wings reusable sanitary towels. We also have a lady in Abu Dhabi, Karen, who runs sewing groups, and that's not as regular, but she will let us know when she has one, and we put it onto our social media channels. So if anyone out there is just watching our channels, they'll be able to see whenever we have a meetup. Likewise, in Dubai, the same thing at the Hive. We will hold regular meetups. We're hoping to do them more regularly this coming year. That's one of the plans. But just watch our social media, and we're always posting them there. And anyone's welcome to join us.
And as Tatiana mentioned earlier, the importance of communities like Rags to Riches in, you know, making sustainable sort of initiatives possible. And you're sewing and knitting and crocheting so many sort of articles of clothing. You need help with shipping these things. And I think Tatiana will be able to help you with that and connect you with the big companies that can do that.
Absolutely, Tatiana. We would love that kind of help. At the moment, we just rely on individuals who are traveling on holiday, or if they're doing a volunteering trip somewhere, so they'll get in touch with us. But they may only have like 5 kilos extra to spare, or 10, or, you know, like that. So if you can help us with that kind of thing, that will be taking a huge weight off of our shoulders, and we can get more of the stuff we make out there to those who need it.
We would love to help. It's not on us, but I feel right now there's so much more interest and engagement in all industries and sectors. And I see how the shipping industry and the logistics industry is actually moving towards, you know, sustainability and CSR. And I think that's where you should definitely enter and ask for them to do things. So no money needs to be involved. It's really about how they can help you using infrastructure that already exists. And I'm talking about, you know, the big names such as UPS and Aramex, FedEx. All these guys, at the end of the day, are moving stuff.
It's what
24/7, and I'm sure sometimes they have empty space or available space that they could fit in, and they should definitely help people like you, organizations like you, transporting things to help people.
That will be brilliant.
I love it. So this is what the agenda is all about, connecting people, getting things to move forward. And actually on Monday, Tom had a chat with Peter Harris, Director of Sustainability at UPS. Let me get his email address, and maybe, you know, you can move things forward with UPS.
Please do. Pass that on to us.
Thank you so much indeed for being with us. Really appreciate you coming on down to Abu Dhabi Sustainability Week. Hope you take an inspiration from these environments as well. One more time, if people want to find out more about Rags to Riches, if they want to get involved, how do they do that?
The easiest way is to just visit our Facebook page. I've shared all of our social handles. We are on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, you name it, we're there. And that would be the easiest way. And from there, myself or Carrie will be at the other end of that query, and we'll direct you.
I suppose that's from two different angles. Those that would like to gift you material that they're not using anymore, but also sewers. Are you looking for sewers all the time?
Yes, all the time, because people are coming and going constantly. So those 178 members we mentioned earlier, that changes and it dwindles. And then all of a sudden we have people coming in, and then we get new interest. So it just, we have peaks and troughs. So always looking for new help, new sewers. Anyone's welcome, any age. Male, female, come along.
Always doing good, and I'm sure having a bit of fun along the way as well.
Absolutely.
Do you have get-ups and community get-togethers?
Yes, we do, and it's very social. Lots of women empowering each other, and we all have the same agenda to help others, but at the same time, the environment. So we all have the same interests.
Amazing. Thank you so much indeed for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
In Abu Dhabi, really appreciate it.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.